Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss. Good morning, Chaim.
Good morning, Kyle.
Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, and we are linked with a guest this morning.
Okay. A very special guest, Jeffrey Weeks, a freelance geometer, MacArthur Fellow, and author of The Shape of Space, who's here to discuss the recent Fields Medal-winning work of Perelman on the Poincaré conjecture.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kyle.
Although, technically, you are in afternoon, are you not?
I am in afternoon. It's mid-afternoon here.
And here is Genoa?
Here is Genoa, Italy, yes.
Let me ask you, are they still bragging about the World Cup in Italy?
Yeah, I think the adrenaline's still flowing in the bloodstream. It was quite an experience when it happened that, you know, even if you don't watch these games, you could still know the score just by listening to the town. But if you keep a window open, you know, car horns go off, people have little air horns, it's pretty wild.
Chaim, you mentioned that the topic of conversation today was
the Poincaré conjecture, which actually I was trained as a topologist, but I remember when I was a student reading your book, The Shape of Space, Jeff, and I thought you'd be perfect to come and tell us, what is the Poincaré conjecture?
Basically, it's a conjecture about what the simplest possible space is in each dimension. So, you know, in two dimensions for surfaces, this has been known for a while, but it gets much harder in three dimensions.
Now, isn't a sphere a three-dimensional object? That seems pretty straightforward.
Well, a sphere does fit in three dimensions, but usually when a geometer thinks of a sphere, he or she is just thinking of the surface. So if you take your ball and look at the ball, it's a three-dimensional ball, but it's got a 2D surface around it, and that's what we're thinking about here.
So if a sphere is two-dimensional, a two-dimensional universe somehow, how would a two-dimensional creature imagine a sphere?
Oh, it'd be more the experience of it, I think. That, say, you had some two-dimensional creatures and they thought they were living in an infinite plane, it'd be a real surprise to them. Like, say they're on a sphere, like the surface of the Earth, and they started traveling to the west and just kept going in a straight line and then came back from the east. Mm-hmm. This would be their clue that something funny was going on, that they weren't living in a plane.
Mm-hmm. Because they kept walking, which to them was a straight, seemingly a straight flat line, but ultimately, they come back to where they had been.
Yeah, that's their clue that they've got an interesting universe they're in.
Of course, that'd be true on a donut or any number of kinds of surfaces.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's the point of topology, really, is to understand these possibilities.
So how do you tell the difference?
You have lots of expeditions that on a sphere, for example, you travel in any direction, and you go straight and you come back to your starting point. On a donut, for example, just the 2D surface of a donut, if you travel right the long way around, like going around the belt, you'll come back. Or if you travel straight through the hole, you'll come back. But if you go in any other direction, you're going to spiral around, kind of like the stripes on a barber pole.
How can we, you know, because the universe is big. That's one thing we can all pretty much agree on.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
It seems to be.
Endless, perhaps, but perhaps not. And so how can we kind of get the beginning of a grasp on that?
Kind of in the same way that two-dimensional people got a grasp on it by traveling around their sphere and coming back from the opposite direction. So to imagine this, imagine we take off in a rocket ship, off in some direction in space. We leave our galaxy, we go off flying by other galaxies, but we always go straight. We never turn. And if after a really long time we came back from the opposite direction in space and came back to the Earth again, mm-hmm. then that would tell us that we were living in this finite universe.
In what sense is a sphere simpler than all other surfaces?
It's the simplest one in the sense that there's really, in a way, only one basic way to get from any point to any other point. And, you know, you might say, well, you could travel, say, from Genoa to Arkansas by going over the North Atlantic or over the
sure.
South Atlantic. But in a sense, they're all kind of equivalent because you can vary one path. You know, North Atlantic, well, maybe Mid-Atlantic, South Atlantic, they have a lot in common. So it's, in that sense, it's simply connected. There's essentially one way to do it. It's kind of like if we're standing in a room and I want to walk to where you're standing, there's essentially only one path. I can vary a little to the right, a little to the left, but really only one path. That's very different than if we're standing, say, in the backyard behind a house, or say you're in the front yard, I'm in the backyard, and I want to walk around to find you, mm-hmm. I've got two choices. I can go around to the left side of the house, or I can go around to the right side of the house. And on the left side, well, I can vary it a little more, or left a little less, but then they're kind of all equivalent. And going around to the right, those paths are all kind of equivalent. But there's no way to vary a path around the left side to make it become a path around the right side. So
there are
really two
the
fundamentally different ways
right.
to go from the backyard to the front yard. So that's what you call multiply connected, because there are two choices.
So what about a donut shape?
So it's similar on a donut, that if you're a two-dimensional person on one side, I'm a two-dimensional person on the other side, and you want to come visit me, you could go around clockwise around the donut, mm-hmm. or you could go counterclockwise.
Oh.
And for each path, well, you could vary it a little, but there's no way to vary a counterclockwise path and get a clockwise one,
just
or
like,
vice versa.
Just like the house was in the way in the yard, the hole, sort of, so to speak. Is
yeah, exactly. So it's like the shape of the space itself is what's getting in the way.
Well, how about a puzzle for closing off this week, and we'll pick up next week with the rest of this mystery.
Okay, if there's the old Asteroids video game where you're playing on a square, but when you go off the right side of the square, you don't crash into the edge. You just come back from the left side,
mm-hmm.
and same top to bottom. If you go off the top, you come back from the bottom. So that's a kind of two-dimensional finite universe. So the puzzle for everybody out there is to figure out where that goes in the progression of sphere, one-hole donut surface, two-hole donut surface, and so on to figure that out. So is that Asteroids board, is that a sphere, the donut, or something else?
So the question is, what is this battlefield? This
what surface is it on?
Exactly. So if you make it out of rubber, so you know if it's made out of paper, you get into problems, you wrap it around and it kind of crinkles up. But if you imagine it's made out of rubber and you connect the left and right sides and then you connect the top and the bottom, what sort of surface have you got?
Thanks a bunch, Jeff, for joining us this week. Jeffrey Weeks is the author of the Shape of Space book and video, which is really quite remarkable, and Exploring the Shape of Space, which is available from Key Curriculum Press. It's geared towards everybody in the whole universe, multiply connected or simply connected.
Mainly written for middle school students.
Okay. And also, you can check out his fantastic website, geometrygames.org, which has exactly what it sounds like, a lot of games similar to Asteroids, I guess, right?
In fact, it's got just that kind of board, and you can play mazes and jigsaw puzzles. You can play pool on it.
It's crazy. It's really neat. I've enjoyed it for a long time, so I encourage everybody out there to check it out.
Jeff, thanks. Hi, thanks. We'll
thank
talk
you.
To you both next week.
Okay.
Have a good day, everybody.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.